Okay, I want to go back and just mention something.
Are we up to the Mishnah?
No, we need to up the Mishnah. Okay. I don't also want to backtrack just a tad. I want to mention something which I saw this afternoon, or a few minutes ago, which is interesting. There's this Gemara which says that, which talks about whether Antoninus, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's Roman buddy, was Megayer or not. So he had, he became Jewish or not. So he had all the various different possibilities. So in any event, so here it says, there's I just want to start from Milan the Rabbanan and go back and change, give a change in the version of the text in front of us, which is 1, 2, 3, sorry, top 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines down.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, the second word in line is Mileo.
Yes.
Mileo the Rabbanan Amri, the words of the rabbis, the following words of the rabbis, Amri, they say it should be the light in manuscript has it, the lowest God Antoninus. And Antoninus is not, was not Megayer. Damar Rabbi Chizkiya Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Chizkiya said, and Rabbi Avo said, name Rabbi Lozer. In boy name Gerei. Now here, Rabbi Avram Eli Kaplan, one of my heroes, he says that. Rabbi Avram Eli Kaplan. So he writes that in boy name Gerei Toshav Losid Lavo. If Gerei Toshav come to the world to come, so Antoninus Bol Roshav Antoninus comes at the head of them. So because it was bothering me last night, it says, and we learned this earlier in the Masechta already, this passage, it bothered me. It says, if the Gerei, so the way it's read in front of us literally, it says, if Gerei Tzedek come to the world to come, so Antoninus comes. What do you mean, if they come? Certainly Gerei Tzedek are coming. They're full Jews. It means full converts. So it makes sense what he changed the Imboyan Gerei Toshav Lo Sid Lavo. If the Gerei Toshav are the ones who only keep Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, there we can ask, maybe they won't come to the world to come, or they have a different world to come. But if they do come, then Antoninus comes at their head, because he was a wonderful, wonderfully righteous Gerei Toshav. So that indicates he did not become a full convert, rather he only got to the level of a Gerei Toshav, which interestingly means that there is a Gerei Toshav v'zman hazeh. In other words, that even though he wasn't, there's no basin to accept him because there's no yovel.
Right.
So nevertheless, it's as if he became a Gerei Toshav because he fulfilled all the mitzvahs of.
What did he yovel for based in?
It has to do with living in the land of Israel, and living in the land of Israel can only be granted when we have ourselves full rights over the land, and we only have full rights of the land when yovel is. Right. So only then. That's why it's linked. Right. Okay. New issue. Ma michtov treit las milim mipsuko. Can one write two or three words from a pasuk on a piece of paper, or a piece of parchment, actually, without actually writing it as a Sefer Torah? In other words, with etching lines into the paper in order to write in a straight line. So we, of course, nowadays we write, except very rarely, we write in script, not in print. But the shaila is whether you can write in print, in Aramaic square block print, without actually doing sirtut, without drawing guidelines into the paper. So Marakiva, Marukva, Mishla Kasav L'Resh Golu. So Marukva sent the letter once to the Resh Golu, so to the head of the exile. Davadomich v'koyim b'zimrin. He used to go to sleep and get up to tunes, in other words, to music, and that's forbidden, because it says that he sent them a message. It's really forbidden, Zech L'Churban, to commemorate the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. But he sent them a pasuk to allude to this. The pasuk said, "Yisro."
Can I get in, by the way?
Huh?
Can they get in? Is the door open? Or?
Yeah, I hear them coming. Yisrael tismach ba'amim el gil. So the pasuk actually says Yisrael al tismach el gil ba'amim, but he changed around the pasuk in order that there shouldn't be three words together from the pasuk, because there are three words together from the pasuk. So then it's not you would have to draw guidelines, and he didn't want to have to draw guidelines in it. So he distorted the pasuk in order not to have three words together. Nevertheless, Rav Acha Kasav Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he wrote Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which is three words from a pasuk, without making guidelines etching into the parchment. Rav Zira Kasav Lo Zocha Yoash HaMelech, the king Yoash, now remember, which is four words. So he did that without etching lines into the parchment. So we see even up to four words there are those who permit it. Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishlach Ksav Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yirmiyah sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Lisnoes Avecha Ulaava Sonecha. Actually, the pasuk is the other way around. It's Laava Sonecha Lisnoes Sonecha. But he switched around the words in order not to get three words together from the pasuk, in order that he would have to actually do... It says Lisnoes Avecha. So he's changed around the order of the pasuk, so only be three words together, not all six, right? Because had he written order, all six have been in order, and then he would have had to do Sirtut. But this way, since he changed the phraseology of the pasuk, he didn't have to actually etch the guidelines into the parchment. Right.
What are we talking about here? What is he writing?
He was writing the letters. The import of the letters are material for us.
Yeah.
What's important for us is that he will not write more than three words together from the Torah, from Tanakh. Because
okay.
Otherwise it has to have a certain degree of Kedusha, and therefore you have to draw it straight. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yami, Danun LeTamar. They had a court case of a certain girl named Tamar, who was, I don't know, she was a prostitute, or she was just licentious or immoral. So they judged her. Azla, so Tamar got upset. She went for Karvala and she snitched on them, Lanti Puta de Kesorin, to the government in Caesarea. Shochan v'kasim l'Rabbi Yavo. So the judges who judged Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yami sent a message to Rabbi Yavo, who was close to the government, that he should appease the government on their behalf. Shoch Rabbi Yavo v'kasim l'Hon. Rabbi Yavo sent back a message and wrote them the following: Kfar piyasnu, we already made peace, l'shlosha liturin, to the three attorneys, l'tov yeled, to the good boy, Tov Lamad, the good learner, Vitarshish. Vitarshish is a type of precious stone. And these were the Hebrew translations of their Greek or Roman names, Avdukim, Avsemin, and Taltachim. So he wrote in code, he wrote in Hebrew, their names. Aval, however, Tamar, Tamrurim, Vitamrurea, Hiomedes. Tamar, the Tamar, the bitter one, she's still bitter, meaning we tried to get her to do tshuva and it was not successful. We wanted to sweeten her from her bitterness. Ulishav tsarof tsarof. And for naught was our attempts to refine her. So there's a pasuk, Lashov tsarof tsarof, and has three words. So here we see that he was willing, Ravo, to write three words from a pasuk without doing sirtud, without writing it properly like a Sefer Torah. Raimona Mishlak Sav Rabbi Yeshua Berebi. Raimona sent a letter to Rabbi Yeshua Berebi, in which it said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua Berebi Shemi, the son of Rabbi Shemi, Reishisach Mitzar. It should be the word Hoya. Your beginning was very small, but you eventually grow very large. And here the pasuk is, so he actually switched around the words here in order not to get three words together. So this actually, we actually hold the three words from pasuk have a kedusha, and that's why on invitations very often people will not write three words from a kedusha pasuk, because then there's a shaila of having to put into a shemus.
They
spell it wrong, right? Amar, getting back to our mishnah. The truth is, I really should read the next mishnah for me, because this is more relevant to the next mishnah. So let me come back to this after reading the next mishnah. A mochin basically says one may not tell a shul el al tanai except on a condition. A mochin says shiir tzu yachziru, whenever they want, they can get it back. Divrei Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir's opinion. In fact, there's a shul in Baltimore, the Lloyd Street Synagogue, which was sold many years ago on condition that if it ever became, there was ever a havamina to sell it to a church, then the sale would revert back to the original owners. And that was in fact the case. But that's not, they hold every shul has to be sold like that. Whenever you sold this shul, has to be sold on condition that we can take it back at any time. Okay, we don't pass in that way. Chachom say, mochin oso mimkar olam, you can sell it for eternity, chutz mi'avratoyim, with the exception of for four things. You cannot sell it for a merchatz, for a bathhouse, Leborski, a tannery, Latvila, for a mikveh, Lebesamayim, and for a bathroom. To urinate. So and of course not for a church, even though it doesn't say that. Ravina Omer, Mokhna Solashem Khotchi, you can sell it for a courtyard, but okay, you machir to yase, whatever you want you can do with it. Vodam Rabbi, Ravina said, based on Knesset Shakar, when you have a shul which was destroyed, a maspin lasokha, one cannot run his spadim inside it, which is not considered to be derech eretz, only big time mechacham. One can't use it to make ropes, which was a use they had for large open areas. Yeah, they used to make ropes. Vein parsin sochem betzudos, you cannot put traps there for animals. Vein shochem agag, a person is not allowed to lay on its roof fruit in order to dry. Vein osim osakapendario, can't make it a shortcut. In other words, it's still kedusha. Shneimar it says vashimosi tzmikta sheichem. I will make desolate your sanctuaries. Avkshein shovimin, the kedushas and avkshein shovimin, they are sacred even when they are desolate. Oluba asavim, if moss started growing out of the walls like the kaisel, loit losh, you should not pluck it out, because it causes anguish and maybe it will be an instigation to get them to rebuild it. Now going back to the end of the previous Gemara, four lines for the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, lace cane, it's not true. Now, what's not true? What's not true is the, should be lace cane base haknesses. It said in the previous mission, if you look back at Chavdal and Alpha minute, it said, Emochim shall rabbi liyachid. It said, you cannot sell the shul which belongs to a masses to an individual, because it's going down to Kedusha. So he said, it can't be. Because mine on Kedusha, because let's look at the next mission, one we just learned. In Kedusha, if it's like our mayor, Emochim basically going to sell tonight. Even to sell to another masses you can't do because you have to sell it on condition. You can never make a complete sale. And ink rabbana on him, it's like the rabbis, mokhna so mim koralim, you can sell it for all eternity. There's something else, chutz mi avraz vayin, except for these four things. So you certainly can sell from a masses to an individual because that's not going down kedusha anywhere near any other possible uses for the shul. So b'chir b'shem b'yogam said, he put the b'seif authority. He said, really, the previous Mishnah said that which belongs to the masses you cannot give to an individual. That's what about a safe Torah. A Sefer Torah cannot be downgraded because if you sell it to an individual, it's not going to be laned from because laning needs 10 people. So therefore, a shul, you can downgrade because you can sell it off altogether. But Sefer Torah may not downgrade. If it belongs to the community or the public, you cannot sell it to an individual when it won't be laned.
The question is this the final resolution of the prior Amid then with regard to we had this discussion last night about community shul.
No, still, community shul can't be sold without the consent of the community. But it can be, once it's sold, it can be sold for anything. What we said last night still holds true. So you need to have the communal consent, and if it's a base consensus shul rabbim, it's very hard to get. But that once you sell it, you can sell for any purpose, even to an individual. Certainly to an individual, even for any other purpose.
You mentioned that this list of four does not include Avodah Zarah. This is not an exclusive.
They didn't entertain the thought. That's the shot. I'm serious. Yeah, they didn't think that anybody would ever sell a jewel for Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Okay. Only in America. Says no further.
In Europe, it was.
No, I don't think that.
Neighbors didn't change. They were forced to stay in the ghetto.
First of all, neighbors didn't change anything. I doubt the churches would have wanted to have.
They would have thought it's
this take a shul. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's different architecture. Okay, I don't know. How did that Omer Beis Haknesses Shel Yochid? Now, that which you can sell, which Rav Meir says you can sell out tonight, that's only by an individual shul. If it's a shul which belongs to the masses, I feel a bit tonight, usher. Even if it's b'tanai, even if it's you made it tonight, it's forbidden. Why? Because it belongs to the masses. Now that's going in Rabbi Meir, obviously versus Rabbi Meir. That which he says tonight is only if it's a shul of a yachid. So
is this a misprint of this word here?
Yeah, it says banui, but it should be tonight. Amar Rechia Barba. Rabbi Yechir Barbo said, Rabbi Yochanan, Mekel and Ashaya, Rabbi Yochanan was Mekel for women, the Shachim began al Avir the Beit Midrash, so that they could lay their clothes on the airspace on top of a Beit Midrash. In other words, lay clothes to dry. So it's an interesting thing that the Mefarshim here, that they go a little bit crazy about this. They say, you know, what is it like? The airspace. And what airspace are we talking about? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the second floors, Gagin Alios Lo Niskachu, the rooftops and the second floors weren't Kadosh. Except in the Heichal, where there, the second floor was Kadosh over the Heichal, but not the roof. So what is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? The rooftops, it's Parshut Mutzer. The rooftops, even the Beis HaMikdash were Mutzer, right? He's talking about the second floors. So if it's the second floors, it should depend what the parallel of the Beis HaMikdash of a Beis Knesset is. Is parallel Beis Knesset to the Heichal, parallel Beis HaKnesset to the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, where second floors were different, right? And so the bottom line is that I think it's very Baalbatish, and even the Gilui Nashah seems to recognize that. I mean, such a degrading thing, you don't do anywhere, right?
It's a Gnai.
So what? So why are you allowed to do it? Because Beis Medrash, as we shall see, Beis Medrash has special coolness to it, okay? Shmuel Amar Nichnas Shalos
Aska. It's a Gnai for any kind of Beis Medrash, even on the roof.
Yeah, but in Rabbi Yochum was Matir anyway.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I just want you to know, Halachah L'maaseh, when I was in Eretz Yisrael,
yeah.
This is where the guys in the Eretz Yeshiva must have relied upon this Gemara when they took their mattresses and spread it out over the roof to kill the bed bugs before they used it.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
What's the difference between a mattress and ladies' clothes?
I don't know. It sounds pretty bad to me.
I don't think it's anything.
Derogatory. A negative use. So, says the Gemara, if you go into a shul not to make it a shortcut, you can change your mind and make it a shortcut. I would say you come to shul to get a sefer, and then you realize you're going to go the other, if you go, you couldn't find a sefer, you couldn't find it, doesn't matter, but if you go out the other door, it'll be shorter for you. So you're allowed to do that. Tani, but taking that seal, so but they made Rosh, so base Knesset and base Medrash, ain't knocking by him, Kaos Rosh, one may not conduct oneself frivolously therein, lo ochim, one may not eat, velo shosim, nor drink by him, velo matalim by him, nor will go for, you know, walks in them, in other words, to entertain oneself, lo shame by him, nor sleep in them, lo yichfas by him, one may not enter them, lo bachama, not in the summer, limo sachama, not in the heat, be moschem in the summer, days of the summer, not in the rain, moschem in the winter. I will shonin, but you can learn mishnayis, vidorshim, and expound the Torah bohen. Now, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi Amar, but take nesios ubate midrashos, the shuls and bate medrash, lechachomim l'tamidim, for the sages and their students. It doesn't finish the sentence, but what it means is that for the sages and the students, they are their homes. And that's why there's certain kulos for Talmidei Chachamim, and even a Beis Knesset. We're really more machmer by a Beis Knesset, and Mako by a Beis Medrash, but he says even a Beis Knesset here. I think the Bavli only says Beis Medrash. But the idea is, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yasser Mekablin Begol Knishta. They would accept guests within a shul. In other words, they made it like their living room. This is where their parlor. Rabbi Yami used to tell the teachers used to teach classes in shul. Inasa Barnashka Bichon, when an individual comes to you, Melachlich Baraisa, and he's a little bit dirty with Torah, meaning that he's not even a big Talmid Chacham, but he's a little bit involved and immersed in Torah, a little bit colored by Torah. Again, Inasa Barnashka Bichon, Melachlich Baraisa, it says Lekabchon again, so I don't know if that's superfluous. But anyway, to have a Kabbalin lay, greet him, Ula Chamre and his donkey, Ula Manoi and his clothing, meaning give them a place in the shul to stay overnight. So it's an interesting thing that the Ron says that there are two things which combine here. First of all, it's a great guest. He's passing through. Secondly, he's Lua Tamar Chacham. So then we also allocate to him the capacity to use the shul as kind of like his home base. Okay?
That's a curious phrase, isn't it? Malachlech.
Yeah, so they change it actually to Malachlech with Chesed, which means moist or wet. Meluchlach is dirty. But in Aramaic, you never can tell. These words have somewhat different and perhaps less pejorative meanings. Right, Brachy also knishtel the Beit Shaon. Right, because Brachy went to the shul in Beit Shaon. I assume it's Beit Shan. Chami Chad Barnashi saw a certain individual. Masi Yodei Viragli was washing his hands and feet, obviously not for the davening, meaning Hagorna from the collection of water from the cistern outside the shul. Amalei, so he said to this person, also look, you're not allowed to. Lamacha the next day, Chacham Sehu Gavra, the same person was doing yesterday, saw this rabbi, he saw Rabbi Brachia, Mashzig Yadei V'Ragli Mingorna, that he himself was washing his hands and feet from the water collection. Amar Leh, so he said to him, Rabbi Loch Shari V'Li Osir, to you it's permitted, and to me it's forbidden. Amar Leh, in, he said yes. Amar Leh, Loma, so the guy asked him why. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Brachia answered, Ken Rabbi Shoban Levi, Rabbi Shoban Levi said, But they can see us, but they tell me they have, because I am a Talmid Chacham, so therefore I get to use for my own personal use stuff in the base class, the base manager, including the water supply. It's an interesting thing. In other words, whatever comes to the shul, for most people, it's only for Tvarim Shem Kedusha, but for Talmid Chacham, you can use it for making coffee and stuff like that. Okay? Sazmar Parva. Parva is the outer room, like an anteroom. In front of a shul. Mam Yabra Gaba can use it as a shortcut. Right? You want to walk through the antechamber in order to make a shortcut somewhere. So Rabbi Avo Avar Parva. Rabbi Avo used to do it. He used to go through the Parva. Says Mar Ma'ad Shari. What is it permissible? Rabbi Zachariah Chasnei the Rabbi Levi. No. There was a special case. Safra Hava Imtin. The teacher of the children, they had a classroom in the shul. So the teacher was waiting. He wouldn't have let the kids out of school that day, which may be a good thing, but he wouldn't let the kids out, so therefore he had to run through, he had to rush through in order to allow the kids to go home. So that's what he went through. But normally, even an antechamber in front of a shul, you should not use to make a shortcut. That's what it says here, okay? Now, these others don't apply necessarily to the same stringency in Chutz Laretz. Because you say in the Bavli, all Batei Knesios in Bavel are made out tonight. You know, they don't have the same Kedusha as shuls in Eretz Yisrael. But,
Lamaisa, to go in Ben to the mikvah, you can cut through the back of the
right, so certainly for a Talmud Chacham, it's mutter to go through the base marriage. But a regular person, it's not so simple, but I would say that they probably lie the fact that it's the Esrus Nashim. So Esrus Nashim is less Kedusha than the actual struggle, than the actual rest of it. That's why I assume they're lying. People who cut through are lying, but really shouldn't cut through.
Do we know whether during the time of the base marriage was used for
tefillah
at all?
It probably was not. But it's not. But here, Rabbi Shimon Levi does interchange Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. So therefore, it seems even Beis Knesses has this leniency for Talmud Chacham.
So what I'm wondering is, if that's the case,
yeah,
we are more knowing to be makel in our base medrash, which we don't do in any shul.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, in a base medrash, we daven. So why is it that it has a kula? We assume a kula by base medrash. Why is it no worse than a shul?
Because it's really. The truth is, if you go back to the Marshal of the Beis Hamikdash, it's pretty exact. The Beis Hamikdash is only a place for Avodas HaKarbonos. Uh-huh. So the parallel would be a place which is only for the Avoda of Tefillah. But it's also for learning. It doesn't have the full parameter of the Beis Hamikdash. Even though it's more than you do with the Beis Hamikdash, but that's precisely the point. The Beis Hamikdash was special for Avodas Hashem. When we start learning that, it's no longer Avodas Hashem in the narrow definition thereof. And that's what again, it's Maila that you're learning there. It's also Chisar, and you don't have the same concept, Mora Mikdash. Mora Mikdash is a place where Hikon Mikraso Kachisor, when you go to greet God, so then you have to prepare yourself. But if you're not just greeting God there, you're also learning there, so that provides the Kula. I don't know if that satisfies you at all, but it happens to be.
It just seems like that. You have a base level of davening. Why is it?
Because that, that's what I'm saying, davening corresponds to Karbonos, that's why.
Didn't mention anything about drinking coffee.
Yeah, well, the truth is, I don't know how many times I've been here before, according to those older Gilgulim, but I certainly hope I was never here as a Gilgul before they discovered coffee. I don't see how I could have possibly survived. Okay.
Columbia Mountains, you just don't know.
That's right. All right, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shachar Yisrael Shabbos. Mishchot Shabbos came out on Shabbos. Koyim Parshas Kolim, we read Parshas Kolim on that Shabbos. Chal Yesh B'socha Shabbos, if Chodesh Adar comes out within the ensuing week, Makdin L'Shavar, you go back a week, Mavsin L'Shavas Acheres, and you, then you would take away a week break afterwards. Now, the reason why this is so is because you've read Shkolim too early then to actually do Zohar the next week. Okay, is that at all clear? Look, guys. Rosh Chodesh Adar this year was... Rosh Chodesh Adar was... Donnerstag. Was Thursday, right? So they read Parshas Shkolim the week before. Here was Shkolim. And here's Rosh Chodesh. So then you have a break, because this week it's called actually Hafsaka Rishona, the first break. And then you have, either thereafter, you have Pasha Zohar, the next... Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong mode. Sorry, here we are. Rosh Chodesh Adar was Mittwoch. It was Wednesday. Sorry. Rosh Chodesh Adar was Mittwoch. And Shkolim was still the week before. And then there's still a break, right? Here's a break. And then there's Parshas Zohar the next week before Purim. All right, immediately after that is Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh. And then afterwards you have that Sukkah Shnia, which is between Chodesh and Shabbos HaGadol. Okay? So that really doesn't count for me because that's out of the four parshas. During the four parshas, there's only one break. The break is between Shkolim and Zohar.
Where's your mom's room on the skeleton?
it's not one of the four parshas. So says the Gemara. Where am I? Oh, in the Mishnah. Shchodesh Adar Shchodesh B'Shabbos Koyim Parshas Kolim Chal Yesh B'Socha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh comes out within the week, Makdim L'Shavar, you go back a week. Mavsik L'Shabbos Chesh and do a Havsoka for the next week. Now, if conceivably, of course, if Shkolim came out on Shabbos, there would be no Havsoka. How would that be? In other words, if this had been Aleph, right? If Rosh Chodesh came on Shabbos, this had been Rosh Chodesh, so then of course you'd have here. This would be Aleph. Bays, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Sign, I'm going to write my way. Sign, Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Bays, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. Purim will come out on a Friday. So Purim comes out on a Friday, as it will next year, as a matter of fact. If it comes out on a Friday, then there's no Avsaka. Because then Parshas Zohar was the week before, and the week before that was Parshas Shkolim. There's no Avsaka in that case. Okay? It all clear now?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So, Rabbi Levi Omar, Rabbi Levi Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Lord said, Tzofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we have Parshas Shkolim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw Shehaman HaRosh HaOti Lishkol Kas Bo Yisrael. Haman is going to bring his money against the Jews. Amar said, Mutav Shiktam Kas Bo Shal Benai, let my children's money come before the Kas Bo Shal HaRosh, before the money of that evildoer. Viro Matim Mekorim Parshas Shkolim, that's where he beat Parshas Shkolim prior to Chodesh Adar, prior to the month of Purim.
So it's also getting ready for the Bedek bias, the money
that... Yeah, this is the Agadic reason, not the Lachar reason. Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Erev Shabbos, right? So then, Bameh, when do we read the Megillah? Bameh Korin. Well, not the Megillah, when do we read Shkolin? Rabbi Zeir Omar Koyin L'Shavar, you read it the Friday, the Shabbos before, which is the fact the way you pass it, and that's the example we have here, that we always read before. Rabbi Yila Raivo, B'Shem Rabbi Yila said, no, when it comes out on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh, then you read Parshas Shkolim the next week, Koyin L'Habo. So that's more of Ava, Rabbi Zeir Mistakabo, Rabbi Zeir looked at him very strange. He said, where do you come up with that? They said, Mistakabi, why are you looking at me like that? I said it because I heard from Yochanan. You're saying it on your own. Mistakabi, and you're looking at me, you're making up sports. I have a Messira. Who should be looking at who? Okay? Masisa Messiah Day, Masisa Messiah Day. There's a price like each one of them. Masisa Messiah Rabbi Zero. This is a bright side of Rebbe's here, which says, Ezu Shabbos Rishoyna, what's the first Shabbos of the Arba Parshas, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha, anytime Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out within the odd forthcoming week, I feel Erev Shabbos, even if it's on Erev Shabbos. In other words, as far away from the Shabbos as possible. Now, skipping the next five words, we'll put them in later. Ezwi Shabbos Hashniya. What's the second Shabbos, in other words, Shabbos Zohar? Again, anytime Purim comes out within a week, I feel Erev Shabbos, even Purim comes out Erev Shabbos, we read the previous week Shabbos Zohar. Now, going back to the words we skipped before, Shmuel Masayel Rabbi Hila. There's a Braiso, though we don't quote the Braiso here, which Shmuel quoted, which is the proof of Rabbi Hila, that if Rosh Chodesh comes on Friday, we read Pashas Shkolim the following week. Says more, Rav Nachman Yaakov asked, boy, Hagatz b'cha, Shechal Tesvav Lios B'Shabbos. What about the case where, let's analyze this case. Tesvav, the case I actually drew for you, where Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, right? In that case, the 15th day of Adar will come out on Shabbos as well, right? The 15th day of Adar is up here, and the 15th day will be Shabbos, right?
And Purim
will be on Friday, right? So in that case, Shechal is Tesvav Shabbos. The 15th day comes out on Shabbos. Likros Megillah. Likros Megillah says to Einat Yochel. You can't read Megillah on Shabbos. Now it's interesting, here we have a different reason than we had earlier. Earlier in the Masechta we had the reason that you might come to carry the Megillah. I don't know if we actually had that reason. I take that back. It's in the Bavli. Bavli, I think, brings on the reason that you might carry the Megillah. I'm confused. But certainly the reason we've seen is that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because you might carry the Megillah on Shul Sarabim. But here the Rishai gives a different reason. The reason I can't read the Megillah on Shabbos is Shein Korim B'Kisei Shabbos Koyisei Kodesh Elam Min HaMincha L'Malon. Now let's read Ksuvim on Shabbos. If you recall from the Sechta Shabbos, now let's read Ksuvim on Shabbos because they are attention-grabbing. If people listen to Ksuvim, they're not going to go hear the Rav's Drasha, which is boring. So therefore, as in itself, because the Rav's Drasha, we cancel me Ksuvim on Shabbos. So therefore, we can't read Megillas Esther because that's from Ksuvim on Shabbos, right? So it says, so therefore, it's not possible, he says, to actually have a case if that of reading Megillas Esther on Shabbos. Okay, but let me ask you like this, he says, Vikru Zohar. In other words, in this case, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, right? Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so then let's read then Shkolim. Let's read the following week, which is going to be Ches Adar. Well, we're going to read then Pasha Zohar. And let's read the following week, which is Tesvav. He's saying let's still do Avsoka. Let's do Zohar on Shabbos. His question is, let's say Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you read Shkolim, skip a week like every other year where we skip a week, and then do Zohar on Tesvav, right?
The day after Purim?
Well, at least for the walled cities, let's do Zohar then. So it says the Gemara, you can't do that. Ain't at Yochel. Amalei, he said, Rav said, these days, these Korim and Nasim, they're commemorated and done. Now, commemoration means the reading of the parsha of Zav Mechias Amalek. Asiya means the physical annihilation of Amalek, which took place in Megillah. Shateyaz Korason Korim Lasios, and you must mention them before you perform them. So, if a parsha Zohar has to precede Purim, and here you have parsha Zohar following Purim, meaning following the Megillah, because Megillah is read on Yud Dalet. So you'd have Zohar following Megillah. That's not condoned. Rabbi Yavah Rei Rav Papi Boy, he asked like this, Agatz Mechor. Imagine this. Shchal Yidal Yos B'Shabbos. What happens if the 14th day of Adar comes in a Shabbos? So in that case, Harisha Kodma Az Korosan Lasi Yosa. In that case, you must say that if Yidal comes on Shabbos, so then you should be able to read then Zohar on that Shabbos, right? Because then the Azkara is coming out on Yudalit, and the Asiya is coming out on Tesbav, which is a Sunday. So he said, first of all, if Lokvai taps this exception, then we already ask you, it's not possible. In other words, we cannot conceive, it doesn't happen. Yudalit never comes out of Shabbos. So your question is only theoretical. But even where it were, I still couldn't read Zohar on Yudalit in the regular cities, because then Ichuru Layoros, because then the cities would still be reading the Megillah the night before, prior to having read Parsha Zohar. And again, we need these Karim and Nasim first to have Parsha Zohar commemorated, so the Zechira, and only afterwards the Asiya, the reading of the Megillah. Okay? Bishnia, Halochei, on the second Shabbos, we read Zohar. Bishlis, the third Shabbos, Par Aduma. Barvias in the fourth Shabbos, Achodesh Zelchem Parshas Achodesh, B'chamishis on the fifth Shabbos, Chodesh Kishir go back to the normal way of laning. L'kol Mafsikin, generally speaking, for everything you're Mafsik laning. Rosh Chodesh, Mechanic, Kippurim, Tanilus, Mahmodus, Yom Kippurim, you always insert in laning, the laning of the day. Now, it's not clear to me that the Yerushalmi had a concept of maftir like we do. We'll have to see later in the Masechta, we'll come to the concept of maftir. But I don't think, it seems to me that unlike the Bavli, where we put the Inyana, the Yoima, in the maftir, they used to put the Inyana, the Yoima, in Shvi. That'll become somewhat evident, I believe, as we go along. That they did Inyana, the Yoima, in Shvi, as opposed to maftir.
Wasn't one of the reasons they had the maftir, that they were not maftir,
that's why they had that Torah, not the Maftir.
Oh, Maftir.
You were thought of there by the Maftir. But the Maftir was, in fact, usually read by a Katan. So, therefore, it's unlikely that, in fact, he would have given it just to the guy who was going to do the main Amora, the stuff of the day. Okay, it says Marai, Bob Hashem Rebekhiya Barashi said, Aim of Sigim and Purim Lepura, there are no breaks between Purim and Purim, it goes straight to that. Rabbi Levi Hashem Rebekhiya Barachayna said, Aim of Sigim and Purim Lechayish, goes straight from Purim to Chayish. Rabbi Levi said, See, Monei and Deilim Parsha, so the way to commemorate this is, Ben Akos Alo, that Lachas, if you want to drink between the first and second cup Pesach night, Imrot Alishtos, you stay allowed to. Ben Shlish Aviv, between the third and fourth cup, Lo, you stay not allowed to. So too, between Shkolim and Zach, or you can be mafsik. Between Parah and Achodesh, you can't be mafsik. Rabbi Levi Shem Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, "Petinu shetaktim Achodesh leparah." Really, parts of Achodesh come before parts of Parah. Shebechav and Nisan Mukam Mishkan. The Mishkan was erected on the first day of Nisan, and only B'sheni on the second day of Mishkan of Nisan, after the Kohanim were vested with their authority. Only then was Nisan for Parah. Only then the part of them was burnt. For Lama Parah Kodemus, why then does Parah come before Achodesh? Shita Aros and Shaito, because it's a purification of Am Yisrael. We want Am Yisrael to be Tzar, either physically or spiritually.
Just as a point of information, on the Parshas Nos of the Bereishis, Medrash Rabba says that the Mishkan was set up on Chanukah.
Yeah, but they didn't weren't mechanichin until this.
Until Nisan, but they left it. Who come a Mishkan? So set up.
They didn't get enough plaques till this. So okay, it's a lot of fundraising going on. Okay, right. Rosh Chodesh Chayesh B'Shabbes. I'm sorry, I skipped. Yirmi Asafa, Yirmi the Sefer, I guess the Sefer will also the like Shluchai, see the Bali Kriya. They ask here, Yirmi, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh comes on Shabbos, but Mekron, what do we read? On the Kron Rosh Chodesh, they read Rosh Chodesh. Now, again, it seems in the Yushalmi we're talking about Shvi. Shvi would be from Rosh Chodesh. You'll see in a minute that that's clearly indicated. Om Rabbi Chaba Kum Rabbi Yami, or Rabbi Chaba said, name Rabbi Yami, see some again, it's a Mishnah. It says, the Chom Avsikin, you start for everything, the Rosh Chodeshim, Chanukah L'Purim, says, explicitly that you start for all these things, meaning you make them part of Lenin. And that's not refuted. It seems that that is what the Mishnah says. Schor Asher Rabbi Yitzchak, Schor Asher Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shchanukah. When Rosh Chodesh comes to the Chanukah by Mekorin, what do we lane? Amalei says, Karn Shlosh Rosh Chodesh, should we lane three people in Rosh Chodesh lane? Ve'el B'Chanukah, one the Chanukah laning. And Pinchas Rabbi Sivim, Rabbi Abba, Barzmina, Motzuba, B'Shem Rabbi Duin, B'Chaifa, they brought to bear the statement of Rabbi Duin, the Minchaifa, of Chaifa. Karn Shlosh Chanukah said the opposite, read three of Chanukah, Ve'el Rosh Chodesh. Which one did we read Rosh Chodesh? Revi. Well, the Yachad tells Shalo Bar Revi Elamach Matz Rosh Chodesh that the Revi only comes because of Rosh Chodesh, because there's no Revi on any other day of the year. So we don't pass it away. We do it the other way around. Bar Shalmi Asaf or Shal Rai Mona. Bar Shalmi asked Rai Mona, What happened? If you always mock me to put Rosh Chodesh as Revi, what happened? So God's going to imagine this. Shachar Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah is for Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Tevis of Chanukah happens on Shabbos. So Lo Shiva Kruin Inun, there are seven people who are called up. Isa the Mamish Lo Bar of Yel Machmas Rosh Chodesh. So we say that we dafka give the guy who gets it because Rosh Chodesh Revi in the middle of the Parsha because Revi connotes that that Rosh Revi is the Aliyah of Rosh Chodesh, so we give him dafka in the middle. So says the Gemara. Amar Lei said, "Va'ada shelta the safri." That's the shail of a cipher. But what a klutz kasha! Of course, you don't give Revi in the middle, right? But Revi at the end or Shmi at the end is what you give to the to the person who's doing main amora. So yes, of course, I agree with you. Don't stop in the middle. Okay. On Pesach, the we read about the Antovim in Amor. But Seres and Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, you read the Shiva Shavuos, Tachilach, Me'achel, Karmish, Bakamo. B'Rosh Hashanah, B'Chodesh Shvi, you read the seventh month. B'Yom Kippurim, Akremos, you read about Akremos. Yom Tereshim, Shachak, first day, Yotav of Sukkot, Karim B'Parashas, Moados, Shabbataras Kodim. You read the Parashah of Moados, which is in Vayikra. The other days of Yom Tov, Koyimos Achag, Shar Koyimos Achag, Koyim Korbanos Achag, you read to them about the issue of the Korbanos of the day. Says Gemara, Uvatere Shiva Shavuos. It says, well, actually, the statement it says in Mishnah Atzeres, you read Shiva Shavuos. He's tani. Those learn Bechodesh Shlishi. You don't read about Shiva Shavuos. Read the third month, meaning about Matan Torah. Shiva Shavuos would be appropriate if there was no Matan Torah component. But they said of Hashem Pokad Asura. They read that Hashem gave pregnancy to Sora, which is alleged to have happened on Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah. You put him Korin Akrimos. You read Akrimos. We know the Rishon Shachar Korin. You read Parshas Moedos. You read Amor. Shachar Korin Korin Moschag. The rest of Yotiv Korin Korbanos. You read about Korbanos. Rabbi Yaakov Rachav Moshe Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Lamedcha to teach you Shein Olam Ayomed Ala Korbanos. The world is only sustained on Korbanos." Times he lived over there, Shimon Tzadik, Yom Mishori Knesset, Antra Knesset Gdol. He was left over Knesset Gdol. Who Yomer, he said, Al Shlosh Advar Molam Omid, this world stands on three pillars. Al Atoyecho, Aval Avoy Neok Milz Chasodim. Shlosh Posakach, they're all in the same three, same Posak, the same general vicinity. It says, V'asin Dvori Bepicha, I put my word in your mouth. Is that Talmud Torah? That's learning. I cover you with the shadow of my hand. That's giving, doing chesed. Lamedcha teaches. Shukom b'shoyes b'torah mitzvosam. Anybody in the Torah doing kindness. Zoichel Hashem b'tzilu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. He sits within the shadow of Hashem. Although the chesed is that which it says. My yoker chaz d'chol hukim. How precious is your bounty, Hashem. Uvnei Adam b'tzel k'nofecha yechson. People take shelter in your wings. Nidoshmaim lisod oretz. Then the pasuk goes on. That's Torah and gemilas chasadim. How we know avoda? Because it says, "Lintol Shemayli Yisod Oretz, to plant the heavens and found the land." Eile Hakarbanos. These are Karbanos. The pasuk still goes on and says, "Vleimar Tzilutzion to say to Zion, Amiato, you are my nation." Amar Echina Bar Pav, Echina said Bar Pav said Chazano Kol Mikri went through the entire Tanakh. Vlomatzano Makom Shnikru Yisrael Tzion. We found no other place where the Jews are called Tzion. Elazeh. The Lamar the Tzion to say to Zion, obviously the dwellers of Zion, Ami Yatza, you are my nation. Says the Tam team we learned over there, Roshin Gamil Omer, Al Shoshavari Molam Omi, the world stands on three things. Al Adin, on judgment, Al Emes, on truth, Al Shalman, on peace. Ushlosh and Davrachon, they're really all the same thing. Nase Adin, when there's judgment, Nase Emes, and the truth comes out. Nase Emes, and the truth comes out, Nase Shalom, there's peace. Ramon said, here too it comes from Tanakh. Ushlosh and Pasuk Echad, they're all three in one. Pasuk, it says, Emes, Umishmat Sholom, Shiftu Visharechem, Eves, true judgment, and judge the cities. And then you'll have everything will be hunky dory. Okay, B'Chanukah, and that's Emes Din Yisrael. B'Chanukah, on Chanukah, you read in the Nesim. B'Purim, Vayavo Amalek, B'Roshi Chodoshim, B'Roshi Chodshichem. In my models, when people used to gather in their cities to pray for the Karbonos, my celebrations. The beginning of Sefer Bereishis. But Taneos, of course, we don't do this nowadays, but Taneos, they used to lay the Tochocha. Okay, we said this last very previously. And I see him because one cannot give out two aliyahs during the klolos. El echad kuris kum, one reads the entire sequence of klolos, one bow kuri. Rishayim v'chamishi v'shabbos v'midor. We also read by the Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, by Mincha, actually. Karen Kassidra read in a normal fashion. Vein Olam in a Cheshman doesn't count towards your Cheshman of fulfilling the mitzvah of hearing waiting that week. Shemet says, Vaidevim, Hashem, Modeh, Hashem, Modeh, so, Mitzvot, and Shukol, Karen Kalech, Bechel, Rizman, and the mitzvah is to read each one in its proper time and place. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Aim of seeing the close. One cannot stop in the middle of the close. In other words, if one is going through the close, one has to finish it and not make an aliyah in the middle. Well, Amrei v'chir bar gemuda, al tikot b'tochachto, do not, which means al taseh kotzim kotzim. If somebody gives you mussar, do not listen only partially. Listen to the whole kit and kaboodle. Always listen to mussar. Should I give them mussar tonight? You guys were late. Always listen to mussar. The earlier you come, remember the principles in counting, first in, first out. Okay, says the Gemara further. So in any event, you always have to listen to Musar. You shouldn't make the Musar kotim kotim. So it means if you divide up the tochacha, so it's if you're saying, okay, enough of this Musar. That's, you understand what I'm saying? Kotim kotim means you break it up, so it means it's as if you don't want to hear it. Each part is too much and you can't take it anymore. Right. So if you read the whole thing once, in order to indicate you really are willing to accept Musar. Okay? Another pshat, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't make up sukkah middle close. It's not proper, they're being cursed. V'anim is barecha, but they're blessing me. Because if he's making aliyah in the middle of tochacha, so there's going to be brachas made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's incongruous, right, that Hashem is cursing us and we're making brachas then. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bun, Lomitam Azen, not for that reason. El Azeshu Embe Batoiro, the cross Batoiro reads away on Sunday Mills, because whoever gets up to lane, Tzorosh Eposech Batoiro Batoiro, he has to begin with something good, Vilchoizim Batoiro Batoiro, and have something good as well, and Tochocha don't got nothing good in the middle. Levi Bar Pisti, Shalom Avuni Yasser Avuna, Elina Rugayo, these klolos, Maudi Akrin and Chad, can one person read them and make the bracha before and after them? So he said a very interesting thing. So interesting that the Yushami doesn't necessarily have this girsa, the Ksav, the line of manuscript doesn't necessarily have this girsa. Armalei, so he said, you almost never have to make a bracha before and after you lay. El klolos Shabbatar, it's kind of except for the klolos in Vayikra, and klolos Shabbatar Mishnah Torah. Why is that? The way they had in the old days, only the first person getting aliyah and last person getting aliyah made a bracha. Not the people in the middle. But he's saying that the tochacha, you have to make a bracha even though it's in the middle. Why is that? In order to show that you accept it. Okay? So, Rabbi Yonason, Safra de Gufta. Rabbi Yonason, the Sefer of Gufta, Nachasalcha, he came to, Eretz Yisrael, to Tveria. Chama Yisrael Baravuna Safra, that Baravuna was another Sefer. Kari Shira Saber is reading Shira Saber, which is a minor song in Chukas, freestanding. He made a bracha before and after. Armalei, so he said, Vavdin, can you do like that in your country? Armalei, so he said, Vadahin Atlazu, you're still doubtful about this? Kola Shiro Studos Brachli Vnevachim. Any Shira is Choshev, requires a bracha before and after. Ishtiil Rabbi Simon. So he asked Rabbi. Yishtoil Rabbi Simon. He went and asked Rabbi Simon. So he said to the Armalei, Rabbi Simon, Rishim Rishim Levi. Rabbi Simon said, name Rishim Levi. El Chotom Bracha Lefan of Achrav. It's not true. Not all Shiras require a bracha before and after. The only ones that are El Shiras Sayam, right? Oz Yoshir Moshe, Vaser Sativas, and Commandments, close of Torah's claim, and the close in Torah Vayikra, and the close of Mishnah Torah. So it's interesting. The light and manuscript here takes out close of Torah's claim. The close of Vayikra. And it's as if it's saying that perhaps it's a mistake. Perhaps it means, there's certain kulos by the close of Mishnah Torah. For the Torah Sharon brings out two kulos. He says, for example, first of all, you'll have to stop in the middle of reading the close of the Torah. Because they're not as terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu said them, not Hashem. So they're not as terrible. Secondly, you don't have to go quickly to read quickly in the Urbeth room. Nobody understands exactly what you're saying. You only have to go with the klolos in Vayikra, not the klolos in Dvarim. So klolos in Dvarim are more lenient. So perhaps you can explain the girsa by saying that the klolos in Vayikra are so impossible and so difficult you can't make a brach on it. But the klolos in Dvarim, they're less difficult and less impossible, so if you can make a brach on it. Perhaps that's what it
means. Tangentially, and I don't know how it exactly squares with this. The Rav has a vort on all of the sacred Dvarim. The notion of sacred Dvarim is a separate sacred Rav. Not, you know, it's like a cult.
Yeah, it's Torah Shabbat Peh.
Torah Shabbat Peh, right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that squares.
I don't know if it's either, but
either
you work on it and get back to us, and we'll read it right into the Gemara.
You'll have to work.
Okay. Says Ami Avoravel said Anilo Shamati. I didn't hear precisely what things need require bracha when you lay them. But near the farm, I think it makes sense to me as Sarah Sadibras because it's obviously choshev. Rabbi Yosef Rebun said Timnai Psukah Achritza Mishnah the last day Psukah Mishnah Tuning bracha Vneim Achreim. You have to make a bracha before and after them. Says Marano Stam below Kach Doji. Anyway, have to have it. Ain't able to say Bchaisim B'Torah Mivarach Vneim Achreim. When you're opening and closing the door, you have to make a bracha before Bracious and after Vizos HaBracha. So it's Pasha has to make a bracha. Once he has to make an after bracha, post bracha, he might as well make a pre bracha as well. So Sarah Lochain, we don't know. The story about the following case. The Chiddush is Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so then we say in that case that,
what do we say?
That's two different Sefer Torah.
No, they didn't do. They didn't take that into account. Oh, right. Because then Shvi is Rosh Chodesh. So then it's not the last Pesukim in Torah, not the last Pesukim in the laning that day. Because you still have Shvi to do, which is the land from Rosh Chodesh. So the Chiddush is that even where it's in the middle, the last day of Pesukim in Torah, which discussed the death of Moshe, so then you still have to make a bracha after them, as if they were at the end, even though you say, tack on the end something else. Okay? Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi Rebun. Yossi Rebun said, Shira Sayyid Levim, the Shira Levim, now the Shira Levim is called Hazinu. Or Hazinu is called Shiras Alevim. Because Levim seems to sing a stanza every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Loiv Chasula Mishisha Kriyas. You can't have less than six layings. Of course, you can have seven, but not less than six. The Simana, remember that is the place where you stop for Haziv Loch. And the Kamei brings down obligingly Hazinu, Zchori Mosolam, Yakveh Mosai, Mosai. I forget what the rest of the pasuk is. Vayishman Leibishurin, right? And Kiyodina Hashem Amo. So those are all six pesukim. I don't know if I punctuated correctly, but the bottom line is that these six guys are the people who lain Vazinu. And these six paragraphs, the paragraphs where Azinu is broken up. And it's an interesting thing because I was thinking that maybe this is the Makor for the Brisker Shita. As you may or may not know, the Brisker is here in Chicago, and I assume also in Eretz Yisrael. When they get to Hazinu, they don't do Hazinu as it says in the Siddur. The Siddur is very short, right? The Siddur is so short, I missed it. Right. They go, the Siddur has, on a week, they go to Elokeinu, and then from Atzur to Schor, and then from Schor to Bechor. But the truth is that the Briskers, they combine the first two. They combine Hazinu with Hatzur, and then Sheni is Zachor. So it could be that they got it from this Gemara, because this Gemara gives the breaking points. And this is not a breaking point to over here to Havu Gadol Elokeinu, so that's why they waited till later on. Okay? So and that's why again, as I said in Brisk, when they learn Shani to Lelokeinu. They combine Shani and Shlishi, right? They learn Rishon to Lelokeinu. They combine Shani and Shlishi, and they're at the. Did I get that right? No, they combine Rishon and Shani. because Atzur is not an interruption. So the Gemara Rishon Sheni and then Zechor and the Pasuk after the Chumash are that which make up, or Hashem Bodai Yichen, or that which make up the. I'm still getting right. Too confused. One second. They lane during the week in Brisk, they lane Rishon to Sheni, and Sheni to Shlishi, and Shlishi to Ravi. We lane during the week Rishon till somewhere in the middle of Sheni, and then Sheni till the end of Sheni, and then Shlishi in Sheni, right? Am I making myself clear?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. So it could be that their makor is because they divide it up differently because of the what it says about Gemara. Okay. On that note of confusion, we'll stop here for tonight and pick up again. Yes, Hashem, tomorrow.